भगवते वासुदेवाय।
टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट 27 28 एंड 29th। First, I'll read the first two verses, text 27 and text 28. Santi hi asadhavo loke durmaitraschadma veshina tesham udeti agham kale roghapati patki namiva. Translation. In due course of time, various types of diseases are manifest in those who are sinful. Similarly, in this world, there are many deceptive friends in false garbs. But eventually, because of their false behavior, their actual enmity becomes manifest. Prabhupada writes a purport to this. Being anxious about the education of his boy Prahlad, Hiranyakashipu was very much dissatisfied. When Prahlad began teaching about devotional service, Hiranyakashipu immediately regarded the teachers as his enemies in the garb of friends. In this verse, the words rogapataki nam eva refer to disease, which is the most sinful and miserable of the conditions of material life. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi. Disease is a symptom of the body of a sinful person. The Smriti Shastra say, Brahmahashaya rogi syat surapah shavadantakah swarnahari tu kunaki duscharma guru talpagah. Murderers of Brahmins are later afflicted by tuberculosis. Drunkards become toothless. Those who have stolen gold are afflicted by diseased nails. And sinful men who have sexual connections with the wife of a superior are afflicted by leprosy and similar skin diseases. The next verse, 28th. Shri Guru Putra Uvacha Namat Pranitam na Parapranitam Suta Vadate Esha Tavendra Shatro Naishargikiyam Matir Asya Rajan Niyachmanyum Kad Adhasma Manaha. Translation. The son of Sukracharya, Hiranyakashipu's spiritual master, said, O enemy of King Indra, O king, whatever your son Prahlad has said was not taught to him by me or anyone else. His spontaneous devotional service has naturally developed in him. Therefore, please give up your anger and do not unnecessarily accuse us. It is not good to insult a Brahmana in this way. And now we'll discuss the today's verse, text 29th. Please recite. Shri Narada Uvacha Guru Naivam Prati Prokto Bhuya Ahasura Sutam Nachet Guru Mukhiyam Te Kuto Abhadrasati Mati Uvacha. Narad Muni said, translation and purport by His Divine Grace Shri A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Jaya. Translation. Shri Narad Muni continued, when Hiranyakashipu received this reply from the teacher, he again addressed his son Prahlad. Hiranyakashipu said, you rascal, most fallen of our family, if you have not received this education from your teachers, where have you gotten it? Purport. Shri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that devotional service is actually Bhadrasati, not Abhadra Asati. In other words, knowledge of devotional service can be neither inauspicious nor contrary to etiquette. To learn devotional service is the duty of everyone. Therefore, the spontaneous education of Prahlad Maharaj is supported as auspicious and perfect. I'll once again read the translation. It says, when Hiranyakashipu received this reply from the teacher, he again addressed his son Prahlad. Hiranyakashipu said, you rascal, most fallen of our family, if you have not received this education from your teachers, where have you gotten it? Seeking the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas, attempt to speak something. So here in this section, that is Prahlad, the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu, we are hearing that what teachings Prahlad Maharaj is imbibing. Hiranyakashipu is very eager to know that, my dear son, what have you imbibed in your school, what you are learning? And we see, in spite of the best of the efforts of Hiranyakashipu, of all the teachers of the demon class, they are best trying to make him imbibe the demonic philosophy. But as the son of Sukracharya himself admits here, he says his spontaneous devotional service has naturally developed within him. Therefore, give up your anger. Do not unnecessarily accuse us. So this devotional service has developed within him, and Hiranyakashipu is calling that abhadra asati. Abhadra asati. That is, it is inauspicious. Where has this bad thing come upon you? Who has spoiled your intelligence? And then Prabhupada is quoting Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who is explaining that this is not abhadrasati, this is bhadrasati. That is, this is most auspicious and most perfect. So this is the science of devotional service. It is explained as the most auspicious and the most perfect. In the modern propaganda of Kali Yuga, so much propaganda is going on to propagate the demonic philosophy. And there are various classes of people. Actually, even in Sri Rupa Goswami describes in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu as one of the six characteristics of pure devotional service as Shubhada, all auspicious, which creates auspiciousness. And I was reading one verse in Bhagavad Gita where also Lord Krishna says, Nahi kalyan krit kaschit durgatim tat gachati. He says, anybody who is on this auspicious path does not fear any degradation. Does not fear any degradation, because Arjuna's fear was that anybody on this path, he has given up everything, all his material assets, to come to spiritual life, to sacrifice so much, and after coming to spiritual life, at the end he may realize that he's nowhere, neither here, neither there. He didn't gain anything in the spiritual life. Can you imagine the whole life given to Krishna consciousness, at the end you realize it was all a hoax, there is no Krishna? What a tragedy somebody would consider it would be. So, or Arjuna is thinking, even if one has supposed to achieve perfection, but it's so difficult, spiritual life, to fight against the stream, it's so difficult that he is fearful that one may miss the goal, one may miss the path. So he didn't gain anything in the spiritual life, and he already left his material advancement. So nowhere. So Lord is replying, Nahi kalyana krit. He's telling this path is the all auspicious. Durgatim ta. Oh my friend, there is no durgatim. You do not worry. There is all success guaranteed on this path. And there Prabhupada is explaining that actually there are two classes of people. Prabhupada says, you can divide the whole society in two sections. Regulated and non-regulated. Regulated are those who are ready to surrender to the path of the scriptures, the Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, the path given, righteous path. They are ready to regulate themselves. And the non-regulated section, Prabhupada writes, it may be civilized, uncivilized. It may be educated, uneducated. Rich or poor. But if it is non-regulated, it is all the same. All inauspicious. And among the regulated, again, there are three classes who follow the scriptures for the purpose of material gain material profit, advancement in material world, to gain success in material world. So they may follow the scriptural path, they may use the scriptures for material benefit. Like Arjuna was calculating in the whole first chapter, that how I can benefit by taking shelter of dharma. And then Prabhupada says another class is who takes shelter of scriptures to go out of the material world, salvation. That is another class of regulated people. They are also regulated, but the desire is salvation. So either their desire is material enjoyment, bhukti, or their desire is mukti. But here, Prabhupada says, is another class, or the devotees of the Lord, devotees in Krishna consciousness, whose only desire is to give pleasure to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada says, all the activities will lead to liberation, they are the auspicious activities, and out of that, the devotional service is the most auspicious activity. The only auspicious activity worth performing is devotional service. Prabhupada explaining that here. So we see at several places here, Hiranyakashipu is telling abhadrasati. People in material world are considering this devotional service abhadra. It is going to create inauspiciousness in the life. It will not give you any success, no perfection. But here, this we read in this purport that Prabhupada is explaining that how devotional service is the only auspicious and the only perfect path, free from all desires of bhukti and mukti. Also in Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada explains that how devotional service is shubhada or all auspicious because of two qualities. Two points Prabhupada mentions in the purport. He says it is all auspicious because first of all it benefits and attracts everyone. It benefits and attracts everyone. So Prabhupada gives an example there of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jharikhand forest when he's performing his Sankirtan, his pastimes. That how he attracts not only the humans but all the species and create a universal brotherhood. So it attracts and benefits everyone. And also, second thing is, a devotee manifests all the saintly qualities by the process of devotional service. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagvati akinchana. One on this part develops all the good qualities of the demigods. Harava bhaktasya kuta mahadguna. But if somebody is not a devotee, apparently he may be morally high standards or civilized in this society, but kuto mahadguna, he manorathe nasati dhavato bhai, he is hovering on the mental plane. So Prabhupada explains this, the devotion service benefits and attracts everyone, and also all the saintly qualities, all the qualities of demigods manifest in a devotee's life. So such is the power of devotional service. So in spite of large-scale propaganda going on in this modern world, especially in this Kali Yuga, to create that, propagate the demoniac philosophy, still it is very difficult to stop the natural flow of devotion by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As in this case, it is said that Shukracharya's son is trying hard, Hiranyakashipu is trying hard for his son to take up this demonic philosophy, become a good son, become a faithful, obedient son, follow all the regulations of his father. But here, Shukracharya's son is telling that, this says that, his spontaneous devotional service has naturally developed in him. They could not stop, in spite of the hard propaganda, they could not stop. His natural devotional service has spontaneously developed within him. In spite of such powerful forces, they could not move him. This is the very special thing here. This is the special touch of a pure devotee. Narad Muni has touched his life in such a way that he has become completely fixed on the path of devotional service. In spite of such false propaganda, such powerful propaganda, he is not at all deviant, not able to. He is completely fixed on that path. And they are completely fed up. They have given up the hopes. It's not possible to shake this boy. Because of the touch of a pure devotee, Narad Muni. They are wondering, from where have you got this information? Where are you getting all this? So sometimes, you know, devotees, especially young students, you know, become devotees sometimes. And people try hard, teachers, parents, they try hard. Somehow change this person. What happened to him suddenly? And they think maybe 1 year, maybe 2 year, maybe 3 years, okay, he'll leave. It's just a new fashion, just a change of life because it's, you know, he's trying up something. But sometimes they see 1 year has passed, 2 years has passed, 3 years passed. Sometimes his clothes has changed, sometimes the hairs have gone. So many things have happened. What has happened? And years have passed, but that bead bag is still hanging around his neck. So they get fed up. What's happening? And finally, sometimes they only change. So here, this is a powerful touch of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Very powerful. Here in this section of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveling to South India, we hear of the beautiful pastimes and how Lord Chaitanya's mercy is so powerfully propagated in this age of Kali Yuga. In spite of the such false propaganda, such hardcore attempts of the material energy to create the demonic propaganda, demonic philosophy in this Kali Yuga, still, just see the power of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. We hear that how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes sannyas and finally goes to Jagannath Puri. How he decides to go on a tour for South India. He wants to go and preach. The whole purpose he has taken sannyas, given up everything, is to preach. Preach the message, preach the Sankirtan movement. So Lord Chaitanya sets on his tour for South India. And it is described here. Matasimha praya prabhu kari lagaman. Matasimha praya prabhu kari lagaman. Matasimha. So one of the words describing Lord Chaitanya is Matasimha. He is like a mad lion. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has set on his South India tour in the mood of a mad lion. His preaching movement he has started in the mood of a mad lion. Matasimha praya prabhu kari lagaman. Premavashe yaya kari nama sankirtan. So Matasimha, like a mad lion, he has set on this tour and premavasha. His tour filled with ecstatic love and performing sankirtan, chanting Krishna's names as follows. So this is not an ordinary mood. Lord Chaitanya's mood is a mad lion. And whoever is touched by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, whoever has experienced the little mercy of Lord Chaitanya, it is not so easy for material energy to shake him from the path. Vivasatmika Buddhir, he become one pointed. He become maddened by the touch of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is set on the tour and here Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that he's performing Sankirtan, chanting Krishna's names as follows. Krishna, 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 He. Krishna, 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 He. Krishna, 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 Rakshama. Krishna, 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 Pahima. Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava. Rama Raghava Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava Pahima. Thus, almost like a mad lion, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is on his tour and Lord chanted. O Lord Krishna, please protect me, please maintain me. He also chanted, that is, O Lord Ram, descendant of King Raghu, please protect me. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava. O Krishna, O Keshav, killer of the Keshi demon, please maintain me, Pahimam. And thus he is proceeding on his tour, chanting the holy names of Lord Krishna, completely mad in the love. And what happens? He explains, Lokodehi pathe kahe bolo hari hari. Lokodehi, whoever he sees, every person he sees, what does he say? Bole hari hari. Bolo hari hari, as soon as he saw someone, he would request him to chant hari hari. Sai loka prema mat ha bale hari naam prabhur paache sange yae darshan asatrishan. Sai loka prema mat, and whoever he would see, he would tell them to chant, and what would happen? Attracted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's form, his sankirtan, his dancing, his kirtan, what happens? They all followed the Lord, very eager to see him. They got so attracted, eager to see him, they all followed the Lord. Attracted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Katashane rahi prabhu tare alingiya. Katashane. And thus when they are falling and falling for some time, what happened? Katashane rahi. For after some time, he says, tare alingiya. Just see the here preaching style of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tare alingiya. He would embrace them. Vidaya karila tare shakti sancharya. Vidaya karila tare shakti sancharya. So he would embrace them and thus transfer all his potences, all his spiritual potences in that person. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of a mad lion, going everywhere, telling everyone, Bala Hari Hari, chant the name of Hari Hari, Krishna Hari. And then he embraces them. And in the act of embracing, he transfers all his potences, spiritual potences, into the person touched. Prabhupada says, such is the empowerment in the devotee who is touched by Mahaprabhu's potency. Prabhupada explains that Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that this spiritual potency is the essence of pleasure potency and knowledge potency. Lord Krishna himself or his representative, the unalloyed devotee, can mercifully bestow these combined potencies upon anyone and in any man. And thus one can become an unalloyed devotee. Anyone favored by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was empowered with this bhakti shakti. Thus the Lord's followers were able to preach Krishna consciousness by divine grace. And then further explains, Saijana Nijagrame Koriya Gaman Saijana Nijagrame. This person who was touched by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, Nijagrame, he would go to his own village. Koriya Gaman Krishna Bali Hase Kande Nache Anukshan. Always chanting the holy names of Krishna. So this person who was touched by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, he would go to his village, Krishna Boli Hase Kande. Hase Kande. Laughing, crying, Nache Anukshan, sometimes dancing. And seeing him laughing, crying, dancing, they are wondering what happened to him. Yare de khetare kohe, kohe Krishna naam, aimata Vaishnav koile sabani jagram. Such an empowered person would request everyone, wherever he would see, please chant the holy names. In this way, all the villagers would become devotees of the Supreme Lord. So all the villagers would become devotees. Every person touched like this, every empowered devotee touched like this, he would go to his own village. And then he would be seen suddenly laughing, crying, dancing like a madman. What happened to him? Completely absorbed. Completely ignorant of the worldly duties, suddenly absorbed in the Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement, what happened to him? So then, everybody who would see him, they would also get attracted. And thus we see Lord Chaitanya transfer one person, he would transform his own village, he would go to his own village, and thus the whole city would get transformed into the pure devotees of the Lord. This is the pure bhakti shakti given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of a mad lion when he sets out on his preaching tour. Then it says, when each of these newly empowered individuals return to his own village, he also converts the whole village into devotees just by seeing him. And thus, all the people of South India gradually became devotees. And then, whatever village Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go, he would repeat the same thing. He's writing that whichever village he go, yehi grame rahi bhiksha karena yaha gira, sahi grame yata loka. In whatever village Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed to accept alms, many people came to see him. And by the mercy of the Lord, everyone became a first-class devotee of the Lord. Later they become teachers or spiritual masters. In this way, the Lord went to the extreme southern part of the India and he converted all the provinces to Vaishnavism. Then Prabhupada explains that, so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also in Navadvip. And so many years were spent, but he never exhibited this potency in Navadvip. He says, Navadvipa yai shakti na koila prakash. Navadvipa yai shakti na koila prakash. He didn't manifest this potency in Navadvip. And now it is manifested this mood suddenly in South India. Why? Why did not manifest this potency in Navadvip? So Prabhupada explains there that he did not manifest in Navadvip because at that time Navadvip was full of smart Brahmins. Just studying Sruti Shastras, very ritualistic. It was so difficult to change them. For a preacher to exhibit his potency, he needs a receptive crowd. He needs a receptive place. If everybody is so close, so dull to the receptivity, how can the preacher exhibit his potency? So Prabhupada says one should understand therefore that sometime when the place is not favorable, the preacher should find a place where people are really interested and he should preach in a favorable situation. He went to South India, simple people, innocent people who are ready, with a grateful heart, ready to imbibe the mercy. And here we see Lord Chaitanya exhibits his full spiritual potency. So easily everybody is transformed into a pure devotee of the Lord by this Shakti or Bhakti Shakti of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then like this, he wanders and wanders and finally comes to the first place, that is Kurmakshetra. He comes to Kurmakshetra, the holy place, and again he starts the same preaching technique. He goes person to person, tells him to chant Hare Krishna. He makes them dance, makes them cry, laugh, and everybody is transformed. And finally, in one village, there was a Vedic Brahman named Kurma. He invited Lord Chaitanya to his home with great respect and devotion. And finally, he comes to Kurma Brahman's house. So, there are some interesting things to see here in this episode. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to Kurma Brahman's house, and here he says, Mora bhagye sima na yaye kahen. There is no limit to my great fortune. So Kurma Brahman is telling, there is no limit to my great fortune. Now just see the position of Kurma Brahman and how he imbibes the mercy of Lord Chaitanya in such a hungry mood. He says, Mora bhagye sima na yaye kahen. There is no sima to Mora bhagye. Lot of fortune. Great. Why? First of all, because you have come here. He says, you have come to my place. I have been greatly fortunate. It cannot be described. And he says, Aji mora shlagya hele janma kula dhan. Aji mora shlagya kele hele janma kula dhan. Today my family, my birth and riches have all been glorified. Janma kula dhan. So here, the point mentioned is Janma Kula Dhan. Prabhupada picks up this point and says, this shows that Kurma Brahman is not a poor person. Janma Kula Dhan. High birth, opulence was there. He is a Brahman, very opulent. All the facilities are there. Janma Kula Dhan. But he considers what is great fortune that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to his house. Kripa Koro Prabhu More Yatoma Sang. So he says, Brahman begged Lord, my dear Lord, kindly show me favor and let me go with you. I can no longer tolerate the waves of misery caused by materialistic life. So Kurma Brahman begs that now you have come, please take me with you. I just can't tolerate the waves of misery caused by materialistic life. So this is beautiful. That although he is Janma Kula Dhan, high birth is there, opulence is there, good family is there, all favorable conditions apparently, but he's calling, I cannot tolerate this misery caused by a materialistic life. So Prabhupada gives a beautiful purport to this. He says, I cannot tolerate the misery caused by materialistic life. Prabhupada says, the Narottam Das Thakur has said, Samsara Vishanale Divanishi Hiyajale. He compares the materialistic life to be the burning fever, miserable. Samsara Vishanale Divanishi Hiyajale. Even if all the fortune is there, if one does not have the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is all greatest unfortunate condition, the misfortune. This is very beautiful that although all the opulence is there, but still he knows what is great fortune. Even starting from Bhagavad Gita, we hear about Arjuna. Arjuna had all the great position, opulence, everything was there. He is standing on the battlefield and it is described that the battlefield, everything is ready, they are ready to fight, conches are blown, and when the conches are blown, all the signs of victory are also described. Saghosho Dhartarashtranam Hridayani Vedarya. When the conchs of Arjuna and Krishna were blown, it shattered the heart of Kauravas. The victory was fully confirmed. Everything was on the side of Arjuna. But what does he say? In spite of everything on his side, all the victory confirmed, and even if he loses, he's going to heavenly kingdoms. In spite of all the positive factors in his side, what does he say? Nimittani cha pashyami vipritani keshava. I see only causes of misfortune. All these materialistic assets are not giving him any solution to his problems. He is considering this whole. What does he also say? The same thing. What is tvakchaiva paridaya? My skin is burning. I am unable to maintain my sanity. Nacha shaknomi avasthatum brahmati yocha memana. I am bewildered. So the whole purpose is, the whole material world is like a place of material perplexity. You do not know how to solve the problems of birth, old age, disease, death. It just behooves a man to create a confusing situation. And then the next, finally in second chapter, he says, Nacha prapashyami mamapa nudyat. He says, I do not see even avapya bhuma asaptanam ridam. Even if I get an unrivaled kingdom on the whole planet Earth, still I will not be able to solve my problems. This is what takes to create a hunger for the mercy of the Lord. One has to get convinced by the repeated kicks of this material energy and by the special mercy of Guru. One needs to convince in this fact that material world is not a place of pleasure. One should not expect any hopes in the material world. Prahlad Maharaj is preaching to Hiranyakashipu. Sada samudvigna dhyam asadgrahat. Holding to asat, what you will get? Only anxieties. Because you are expecting sat in an asat place. This is a temporary place. Here Hiranyakashipu is telling abhadrasati. But here Prabhupada is telling this is bhadrasati. This is actually auspicious. But Hiranyakashipu is telling that this devotional service is inauspicious. And Prahlad Maharaj is telling, Sada samudvigna dhyamas. You are trying to get the eternal pleasure in a temporary world. It is never possible. So only by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and, of course, the repeated frustrations in the material world, one comes to this realization that material world is not a place of pleasure. Arjuna also came to this realization after a lot of struggle, after going through all the mental struggle, trying hard to hold on to his attachments. The whole first chapter we see. Trying hard to hold on, finally realize this is not a place to live for. Like yesterday, Govindadasi Mataji was nicely telling that about the past time when her husband left her and she was very much miserable. And she was so much absorbed that she was very disturbed. Nothing was satisfying her. And she went to Prabhupada and she thought Prabhupada will console her, sympathize with her. But Prabhupada showed her the sea. Said, you just see the sea, so many waves are coming. Material world is like that. All the relationships are like bubbles in the ocean. Why to take these changes so seriously? But you remember, your only relationship worth thinking about, serving about, is your relationship with Supreme Personality of Godhead. To that extent, Prabhupada was explaining her. And she said that instruction became a lifelong instruction for her. And now she's realizing how fortunate she was. So that's a beautiful point, that one has to come to this realization that all janma kula dhana is not going to satisfy. Only the mercy of the Supreme Lord, when it comes to us, then only one can be fully satisfied in his life and experience the highest degree of happiness. So Arjuna also came. And actually when Arjuna came to that realization, then all the knowledge started sinking into his heart. Till the time that curtain was put, like Kunti Maharani says, Janmaishwarashutashri. He says, Tvam akinchana gocharam. One who is blinded by the high birth, education, opulence, you do not reveal to him. Krishna consciousness does not enter his heart. Because he's so much blinded, akinchan gocharam. One has to become exhausted in his materialist credits. Then only one gets hungry for the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then only one is able to absorb that mercy. Then further it says that, Prabhupada quotes, Vishaya chariya kabe shuddha habe mana. Narottam Das Thakur is praying. Vishaya chariya kabe shuddha habe mana. When will I be able to give up this desire to lord over this material nature? Shuddha habe mana. And my, I'll be purified. Kabhi ame haribo Shri Vrindavanam. I will to understand these pastimes of Sri Radha and Krishna. So this is not an easy task. One has to come completely exhausted, free of all desires to enjoy this material world. And then he says, I want to come with you. Immediately he wants to come with Lord Chaitanya. And what process Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives? Prabhu kahe aisi baat kabhu na kahi ba. Prabhu kahe aisi baat kabhi na kahi ba. Do not say like this. Do not talk like this. Do not think of leaving this place. What is the process Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving? Very simple process. One may figure out, okay, I will give up my material assets. Where will I, you know, what kind of process you are offering me? Very simple process. Griherahi Krishna Naam Nirantara Laiba. Griherahi, stay wherever you are. Of course, it is said that Sannyas Ashram is not meant very difficult for Kali Yuga. A person who is Brahmachari Grahast, he cannot be told, okay, take Sannyas. Griherahi. He says, now stay wherever you are, do your prescribed duties, but Krishna Nama Nirantara Laiba. Remember the most important asset you have, Krishna Nama Nirantara Laiba. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jeeva Jago, Jeeva Jago. People in Kali Yuga are so much sleeping in dull by this material energy, they do not appreciate. It's so difficult for a conditioned soul to appreciate the greatest asset. So he says, kabhu na grihan rahi, stay there, stay at home, Krishna naam nirantara laiva, and take the names, holy names of Sri Krishna. Prabhupada writes here, try to become purified by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra regularly under the direction of spiritual master. This is the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, under the direction of spiritual master. And then he says, what next you should do? Yare dekhe tare kahe Krishna upadesh, amara agya Guru hai tarai desh. Nirantara Krishna naam laiva. Take the chants, chant the holy names. And whoever you see, just talk about Krishna. Tell him to chant the names of Krishna. Thus preach the message of the holy name. So Prabhupada mentions, it's so simple. We simply request everyone to chant the Mahamantra. If one is a little literate, we also tell him, read little Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. That is so much better. These works are also now available in English translation. And then Prabhupada says, instead of living engrossed in material activities, people throughout the world should take advantage of this movement and chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra at home with their families. And then one should also refrain from sinful activities. Follow the four regulative principles. And if you do so, what is the promise? You stay at home, chant the holy names. This is actually basics. These basics, this is the foundation. If this is corrected, everything will be perfect. What perfect? Next, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Kabhuna badhi be tomar vishaya taranga punarapi thani pabe mora sanga. Kabhuna badhi be tomar vishaya taranga. If you do like this, material energy, material contamination will not touch you. Always chant the holy name, Yare dekhe tare kahe, be under the instruction of spiritual master and try to refrain from sinful activities. Material contamination will not touch you, and he says, indeed, you will follow these regulative principles. Continue follow this. We will again meet here, or rather, you will never lose my company. You will never lose my company. So, this is very special that he promises. The Kurma Brahman, if you follow this path, the simple path of Krishna consciousness, the most auspicious path, as Prabhupada says in Bhagavad Gita, as Prabhupada says in Nectar of Devotion, benefits and attracts everyone. Just take to these simple instructions. And material contamination will not touch you. Just take to the offenseless chanting of the holy names of the Lord. That is important here. We see also, and one of the most important point, in fact, Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavad Gita, Yesham tu antagatam papam jana nam purne karam nam. He says, to engage in determination, with determination in this path, only one who has completely exhausted all the sinful activities, completely on the path of piety, punya karmana got the pious credits, he can engage with determination on this path. And where does one get this pious credits? Prabhupada quotes, Mahat Seva Dwaram Ahur Vimukte. Yes, you are saying path is very difficult. We may say, path is very nice, very simple, very easy to perform. But I don't find it so easy. We find it very difficult. It may appear. So many anarthas, fighting with material energy, so many things trying to push us down from this path. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, oh, just stay wherever you are, material contamination will not touch you. But we find it difficult. So Prabhupada says there, Mahat Seva Dwaram Ahur Vimukte. One needs to be blessed by the lotus feet of a pure devotee. Only by the association of the devotees, it becomes so easy to practice this path. This one has to realize, this is very important. This path is very simple, but it becomes simple only when one takes the shelter of the association of the devotees. Like Devaki Nandan Das Thakur, the nice bhajan is there. Brahmanda tarite shakti dhare jane jane, ai veda purane guna gaye jeva shune. That faith, that conviction is given there, that Brahmanda tarite. The association of Vaishnavas is the only hope. Even if one has to give up whatever it may take to take shelter of association of devotees, whatever it may take to sacrifice for the association of devotees, Brahmandatta Sharita Shakti, each and every one of your Vaishnavas, Mahaprabhu's Vaishnavas, Tarite, Brahmanda Tarite Shakti, he has the potency, Brahmanda Tarite, to deliver the whole universe. One has to have that conviction. So the process is simple, but to practice this process, one needs to take shelter of association of devotees without committing any offenses. Brahmanda Tarite Shakti Dhare Jane Jane, each and every of the individual of these Vaishnavas have the potency to deliver the whole universe. But he is further saying, Vandana Karite Shakti Mui Shakti Katadhari. I do not have any appreciation or ability to appreciate Vaishnavas. You are taking shelter of association of Vaishnavas. Vandana Karite Mui Kata Shakti Dhari. Tamo Buddhi Doshe Mui Dambha Matra Kai. I am absorbed in ignorance. Dambha Matra Kai, false pride. It's so difficult to appreciate Vaishnavas. It's so difficult to appreciate the association of Vaishnavas staying in this material energy, kicked again and again up and down with the material modes. Very difficult sometimes. Tamo buddhi doshe mui dambha matra kari. Absorbed in the mode of ignorance and dambha matra kari, false pride, makes it very difficult to take the association of Vaishnavas. But then he further gives a very nice thing. He says, but still I have a great hope. I am very overjoyed that although it is so difficult to appreciate because of being in the mode of ignorance, dambha matra kari, false pride, I am greatly overjoyed that still the Vaishnavas have given me shelter in their association. In spite of my disqualifications, still the Vaishnavas have given shelter in my association. And they are so compassionate that although I am insistent to go to hell, I am insistent not to accept the mercy, I am insistent to break all the regulative principles, still they are very compassionate. Like yesterday, Shri Vrindavan Das Thakur's disappearance day. So Chaitanya Bhagavat mentions this again and again. Vrindavan Das Thakur again and again declares, Etapra rihare oje papi ninda kare tabe lathi maron tar shire ra upare. He is telling that anybody, in spite of repeatedly telling, do not blaspheme Vaishnavas, do not offend Vaishnavas, still even he offends Vaishnavas. No? What will I do? Tabe lathin maro tar shishe rupare. I will beat him on his head. So somebody may say, what kind of etiquette is this? So this is the great compassionate nature of the Vaishnavas. Lathim, he is going to beat you, kick you on the head. What does it mean? You are going to be blessed by the lotus feet of Vrindavan Das Thakur. And what a great fortune to be blessed by the lotus feet of Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. This is the compassionate, Prabhupada writes, this is the compassionate nature of Vaishnavas like Vrindavan Das Thakur. You are ready to go to hell. You are insistent not to follow the principles. You are born in false pride, mood of ignorance. Tamo buddhi doshe mui dambha matra kari. Not ready to take instructions, appreciate Vaishnavas, take shelter of Vaishnavas. They are one step ahead. tabe lathi maro tar shirer upore. They will purify you by hook or crook. This is the compassionate nature of Vaishnavas. So this is the movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas touched by a mad lion-like mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That although Prahlad Maharaj, we see that all the son of Shukracharya are wondering where he is getting all this natural devotion. He's mad. You are trying to kill him, beat him, but he is not changing. On the other hand, he comes. Tat sadhumanya asur. He preaches to Hiranyakashipu only. So here also devotees, we hear, you know, in that salted bread, people in Russia are going to jail. Beaten. And he's making the, you know, jail keepers only turning into Vaishnavas. This is the mad lion-like mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he said, do not offend Vaishnavas. But still, if you offend, tabe lathi maro tar shirera upare. So one has nothing to lose hope for. This is the all auspicious and the most perfect path of devotional service. Even if all inabilities, all problems, but Krishna will make sure that you come back to Godhead. I was reading one small last end with Prabhupada tells one story of Yashomant Sen, one a king in the time of Aurangzeb, commander-in-chief of Aurangzeb, Yashomant Sen. So Prabhupada mentions Kshatriya spirit. Of course, I'm just trying to connect. Here he says, that what is Kshatriya spirit? Yashomant Sen went for a battle, for a war, and he fought and he was defeated. And he walked back home. He's coming back home defeated. You know, Kshatriya, dishonor is worse than death. Maranadati richyate, like Bhagavad Gita says. Dishonor is worse than death. So he's coming back defeated, and when wife comes to know that he's coming back, she closes the door of the palace. So he comes back and asks the messenger, what happened? Why the door is closed? Open the door. The messenger goes to the queen and says, king is telling to open the door. He says, no, we'll not open the door. Kshatriya, either he dies on the battlefield or wins. He never comes back defeated. So battlefield, even actually devotion service is also like a battlefield. But this should be the mood. That one gets up, falls down, but he will not leave the path. Ultimately, he will continue the path till death. But he will not leave the battlefield. Like that. Jai. Thank you very much. Sorry, I crossed the time. Jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.